The word that the Lord has today for us, I think it's going to be a very appropriate message for each and every one of us. I'm speaking today about conquering the giants in your life. Conquering the giants in your life. Thank you, Lord. Let's go ahead and pray. Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known today that you are God. You are God. And we offer up to you, Lord, our praises and all of our glory, all to you, O God, in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you. And I thank you in Yeshua's name. Amen. So today, as I mentioned, we're talking about conquering the giants in your life. You know, challenges are what makes life interesting. Did you know that? But overcoming them is what makes life meaningful. But what are giants? Giants are problems. Giants are pressures. Giants are pains and persecutions that we have to face from time to time in our lives. Giants oftentimes cause major difficulties in our life and bring with it the possibility of life-threatening situations. But let me tell you what a giant is. A giant is anything that distracts us from our focus on God. A giant is anything that deters us from our service to God. A giant is anything that drains us of our driving passion for God. And giants represent anything that is opposed to God. And what are some of the giants that we face? I think this speaks all of us. We face a giant of resentment. There's a giant of fear. There's a giant of loneliness for some of us. There's a giant of guilt and shame. There's a giant of worry. There's a giant of discouragement. There's a giant of jealousy. There's a giant of depression. There's a giant of hopelessness. And there's a giant of bitterness. There's a giant of pride. And there's a giant of selfishness. And there is a giant of doubt. We can say that these things and many other things like these oppose the living God. Giants that are before us must be slain and they must be removed from our life. And how do you see your giant? How do you see your giant? And today, do you see it as a problem or do you see it as a possibility? And today we're going to discuss the topic under three subheadings. And we're going to look at David as a case study, King David. We're going to look at, number one, confronting your giant. Secondly, challenging your giant. And thirdly, conquering your giant. And believers need to understand that they need to be able to confront your giant. You have to be able to confront it. You have to be able to challenge it. You have to be able to conquer it. So let's look at confronting your giant. We must courageously confront our giants. David saw a giant, but he confronted it with great courage. Let's notice what David saw as he looked at, as he confronted Goliath. Goliath was a gigantic man, and his appearance was beyond comprehension. And I'm going to be reading from 1 Samuel chapter 17. So if you have your Bibles, your smartphones, your tablets, Whatever you have, turn with me to 1 Samuel 17. And 1 Samuel chapter 17, starting at verse 4 through 7, says, 1 Samuel 17, verse 4, "Then a champion stepped out from the camp of the Philistines, and his name was Goliath from Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span." In other words, Goliath was 9 feet tall, 9 inches. Can you imagine that? 9 foot. He would make Shaq or any of those guys look like pipsqueaks. 9 foot tall, 9 inches. And he said he had a bronze helmet on his head and a breastplate of scale armor. And the weight of this bronze breastplate was 500 shekels. Or his breastplate weighed 125 pounds. That's like a small person hanging on his chest. He also had a bronze shin guards on his legs and a bronze javelin slung between his shoulders. And the shaft of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and the head of his spear weighed 600 shekels. The head of that spear, you're all familiar with a spear, and you have the head of the spear. It weighed 16 pounds of iron. Can you imagine this giant, 9 foot, 9 inches tall, this gigantic armor, this gigantic javelin? Just looking at him would scare any normal human being. And that's why the camp of Israel, they were shaking like this in their boots when Goliath would come out and confront them. Not only was Goliath an enormous giant, he was an affront, he was an insult, and he was a slanderer of the God of Israel and his covenant people. And we read in 1 Samuel 17:10, he says these words, "Today I defy the ranks of Israel." And in 1 Samuel 17:43 it says that the Philistine cursed David by his gods. He called all the gods of the Philistines, Dagon, whoever it was, he called on his gods to curse David and the ranks of Israel. He defied them. And we read in 1 Samuel 17:26, it says, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the ranks of the living God?" Now David used this term, uncircumcised Philistine, to expose the fact that Goliath did not belong to the covenant people Israel. Circumcision to the Jewish people was one of the constant reminders. It was a covenant of the fact that God established his relationship, his covenant with them. Goliath being called an uncircumcised Philistine meant that he opposed all that God stood for. He was an enemy of God. He was an enemy of God's people. He was an insult, an affront. He defied God. Now, Goliath here, he seemed unstoppable. And he presented himself as someone who would not go down, that couldn't be defeated. But as you look at your own life today, what kind of giant are you facing? Think about your life. What kind of giant are you facing? What seems to be stopping you dead in your tracks? Does your giant seem unstoppable and undefeatable? Do you feel that there's no way you can defeat something that you are facing at this very moment in your life? But David here, he had to confront his giant in his mind and in his heart before he ever tried to attack him. He had to know in his mind and in his heart that he could defeat this giant. Thank you, Lord. Goliath was a representative of the Philistines. He was aggressive. He was persistent every day, twice a day, for 40 days. Goliath stood in territory that belonged to the nation of Israel and demanded that someone would fight him. But no one would. Everyone was afraid. Everyone was shaking. Everyone was scared. The size of Goliath, the sound of Goliath, the strength of Goliath was frightening. The people of God were actually in bondage of fear because of some giant that stood against them and their God. And what is Satan using as a giant to stop you? What is the evil one using as a giant to stop you from becoming the believer, the child of God that you ought to be? Do you have resentment in your heart towards someone that did you wrong or something that has happened in your past? Are you running from something that God has called you to do? Is your family facing marital problems, financial problems? Are you having trouble with guilt or shame that you feel because of something that you did in the past that you just can't let go of? Has something taking place in the past that so disappointed you, that so hurt you, that so cut you that you just can't seem to get over it? Are you finding it difficult to have a consistent and committed life as a believer, as God's child? But what are you going to have to do? You're going to have to courageously confront your giant. You're going to have to confront whatever it is and realize that you cannot go on in this life as a believer until that giant is dead. Until that giant is dealt with. You should also recognize that they can be defeated and they can be removed with the help of God. You can destroy that giant. You can defeat that giant. Let's look at challenging now your giant. We must confidently, there we go. I got it right, confidently. Whew. Kill that giant. You must confidently challenge your giant. You don't have to be defeated by your giant. You don't. Your giant may not be your real problem. Your real problem may be your evaluation of this giant, how you see this giant. The giant that you're facing may just be God's means of getting you to ask Him for the blessing He has been waiting to give you all along. Your giant should not be a problem. It should be an opportunity in your life for God to perform a miracle for you. What so many believers who are discouraged have done is that they have dropped their shield of faith and have failed to truly trust the Lord. And David demonstrated two ways to challenge the giant. Number one, recall your past victories. And we're going to say recall your past victories maybe in the Lord or maybe in other areas in your life where you've been victorious. Listen what it says in 1 Samuel chapter 17, starting verse 34. 1 Samuel 17, starting in verse 34. But David said to Saul, "Your servant has been tending his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and carried off a lamb out of the flock, I went after it and struck it down and rescued the lamb out of its mouth. If it rose up against me, I grabbed it by its fur, struck it and killed it. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. So this uncircumcised Philistine will become just like one of them, since he has defiled the ranks of the living God. Then David said, Adonai, who has delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear, will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. Thank you, Lord. He was recalling his past victories, how he was able to defeat the giants that confronted him. He was able to take that lion and take that bear, and that lion came after him. He grabbed him by the mane, and he just slew him. That little shepherd boy. Wow. And that big old bear standing up on its back, hind legs, 7-8 feet tall. Wow. And David just grabbed it by the fur and stuck that sword in him and killed him. He confronted his giants. He recalled his past victories. And as I killed this lion, and as I killed this bear, I'm going to kill this uncircumcised Philistine who is defying the ranks of the living God. And we need to speak like that. We need to believe like that. You know, while King Saul couldn't understand why David wanted to go out and face Goliath, David couldn't get over the fact of what God had done for him in the past. God had done great things for him. King Saul kept talking about how big Goliath was compared to them. But David began to talk about how small Goliath was compared to God. Goliath is 9 foot 9 inches tall. How big is your God? Right? How big is your God? A lot bigger than 9 foot 9 inches. David again talk how Goliath was compared to God. King Saul began to repeat his excuses. David began to remember his experiences and his victories. David kept a spiritual file in his mind and heart of the things that God had done for him. He knew that he could confront and he could challenge Goliath based on the fact of what God had done for him in the past. And while David was faithfully tending his sheep all alone, facing and defeating the bear and the lion, God was preparing him. God was preparing him to face Goliath. And God may be preparing you also to face your giant. And there are two things that you need to understand about what God is doing in your life. Number one, the little battles in our life are getting us ready for the big battles that we're going to face. And especially, I'm telling you, as we get closer and closer to the end of days, the return of the Messiah, all the events and things that Joshua even mentioned up here earlier, we're going to be going through all sorts of little battles, but you need to be prepared and ready for the big battles that are coming. What's going to take place in the last days? The wars, the rumors of wars, the famines, the earthquakes, the floods. All the things that are going to be taking place. Secondly, private victories are preparing us for public victories. David could challenge Goliath because he knew that since God took care of him in the past, God could and would take care of him in the present. And we need to see the same thing. God is bigger than the boogeyman. That used to be on VeggieTales. Anyone see that? Who used to watch? Our kids, Joshua and my daughter Tova, they used to always watch VeggieTales. There was a song on there, God is bigger than the boogeyman. Godzilla, Rodan, and all of that. He is. God is amazing. Thank you, Lord. David's confidence was not in his own ability. He was really no match for Goliath, if you look at him. David's confidence was not in the armor, because he didn't wear the armor. David refused to wear men's clothing. David understood, as it says in Zechariah, that it was not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the living God. He understood that. David's confidence rested in the God that brought him through the past. And this is where the battle was won, as he recalled the victories of the past. David knew that God was bigger than Goliath. And if you're facing a giant in your life, the only thing you can do is to put your faith in the God who can do all things. Don't look at your giant from an earthly point of view. Look at it from heaven's point of view. God is bigger than any giant that you're ever going to face. Thank you, Lord. Well, let's look at conquering your giant now. We must completely conquer our giants. We should note that there are only two proper motives for wanting to see your giants defeated. One is a desire for God's glory. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31 says, "Therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God." It should be for God's glory, a desire for God's glory. This should be the ultimate motivator in every area of your life. Everything we do should be passed through the filter of God's glory. Second, a desire for God's plan to be fulfilled in your life. Romans 8, verse 28 says, "Now we know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to His purpose." And 2 Corinthians 4, 17 says, "For our trouble, light and momentary, is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison." It's part of God's plan for you to face your giant, or that giant would not be there. It may be part of God's plan for you to defeat your giant. It may be also God's plan for you that you live with your giant. Are you willing to accept His plan regardless of what it is? If you want to see giants in your life laying dead at your feet, then you need to know these facts. God is greater than your giant. The God who worked then will still work now. You don't need new methods to beat your giants. Tried and proven weapons like prayer, faith, and the Word of God still get the job done today. It will still help you to defeat your giant. We need to communicate with God about our giants. Prayer is, you know that prayer is the believer's greatest secret weapon? Assault your giant with the Word of God, as it says in Hebrews 4:12, "For the Word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing right through to a separation of the soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and the intentions of the heart." And this was Yeshua's method when He confronted Satan. When Yeshua went off in Matthew 4 and Luke 4 into the wilderness in a time of fasting, the evil one came to Him, confronted Him, and Yeshua used that Word of God. He used that Word to defeat the evil one. And we have the Word of God, sharper than any two-edged sword. Attack your giant in faith, knowing that God always gives the victory. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57 says, "But thanks be to God who keeps giving us the victory." You hear that? He keeps giving us. Continually, He keeps giving us the victory through our Lord Yeshua the Messiah. God will either give you the victory over what you face, or He'll give you the victory in what you face. God did not save you to let you fall at the hand of a giant. Philippians 1:6 says, "I am sure of this very thing, that He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Messiah Yeshua." God is not interested, nor does He want you to be defeated. He's interested in your victory. You know, giants are placed in our lives to grow us in the Lord. They're the original breakfast of champions. Numbers 14:9, in fact, listen to this. Numbers 14:9 says, only don't rebel against the Lord, and don't be afraid of the people of the land. They will be food for us. Breakfast of champions. They'll be food for us. The protection over them is gone. The Lord is with us. Do not fear them. You know, before David conquered Goliath, he had to overcome some obstacles that were before him. David had to overcome the obstacle of cowardice, because the whole army of Israel were cowards and they were shaking in their boots. David had to overcome the obstacle of criticism. David's brothers criticized him. Why are you coming to this camp? What are you doing here? You know, go home. Go tend the sheep. You have no business being here. David had to overcome the obstacle of concern. King Saul didn't think that David had a chance at all. David had overcome the obstacle of a champion. David was about to face the greatest challenge of his life. And from an earthly standpoint, David looked outclassed and outmanned. But from a heavenly standpoint, Goliath was no match for David's God. No match. David faced Goliath in the name of the Lord. It says in 1 Samuel 17:45, you're coming to me with a sword, a spear, and a javelin. But I'm coming to you in the name of Adonai Tzivaoth, the Lord God Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. I think David was the one who had the greatest weapons. He had the power of God. You know, when you face your giant, take time to whisper the name of Yeshua. When you're in a situation and you're confronted by a giant or some obstacle, something, just say, Yeshua, 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 help me, Yeshua. Go before me, Yeshua. There's victory in that name, Yeshua. There's power in that name, Yeshua. There's hope in that name, Yeshua. There's eternal life in that name, Yeshua. Yeshua, call out that name. It will give you comfort, calmness. It will give you courage. King Solomon said in Proverbs 18:10, the name of Adonai is a strong tower. The righteous one runs into it and is set safely up high. Run into that name. Run into the arms of Yeshua. David is an example that when one life is yielded to the Lord, it will make a big difference in many lives. We saw what he did defeating Goliath. It brought great victory for all the armies of Israel as they suddenly were encouraged and they attacked and destroyed the Philistines. And the same thing that happened to David can happen to us. You can face, you can fight, you can finish off your giant. If you will just trust and you'll just depend on the Lord. Just don't throw a stone at Goliath and hit him in the forehead. That's not enough. Go over to your giant, take out your sword and cut off the head of that giant and completely finish him off. That's what we need to do. Don't give that giant that you're facing in your life an opportunity to live again in your life. Finish him off. Cut off his head. Conquer your giant. Thank you, Lord. And as you face your giants, and you fight your giants, and you finish your giants, people will then begin to ask, what makes you so different? They said to David, you're just a shepherd boy. What makes you so different? Because he had the Spirit of God in him. It makes no difference what you're facing. It makes no difference what your giant may be. You can defeat any giant that comes in your life or comes in your way. Because the Word of God says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. There's victory in the name of Yeshua. Thank you, Lord. When David defeated Goliath, others were blessed. Others are now watching you to see how you face your giants. How are you facing your giants? Others, or when you allow God to give you victory, to give you victory over your giant, others will become encouraged and others will be blessed. God is greater than your giants. So I pray that you've been encouraged today. I pray that you see that nothing that you face, no obstacle you face, no giant, regardless if he's 9 foot 9 inches tall, covered in armor, ugly as sin, doesn't matter. God is greater than your giants. Challenge your giant. Conquer your giant and defeat your giants in the name of Yeshua, the Holy One of Israel, who gives us victory in that name. For there's no other name under heaven which we may call upon and be saved except that name of Yeshua. And when you face any challenge, any obstacle, any problem, call that name. Keep calling that name, Yeshua, 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 Yeshua. Don't stop saying that name. Everyone, together, Yeshua, 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 Yeshua. That's the name that's going to give you the victories. That's the name that's going to empower you. That's the name that's going to give you hope. That's the name that's going to change your life. It changed my life, and it will change your life. It will take you from being timid and shy to being bold and courageous. That name Yeshua. That name Yeshua. That name Yeshua. There's something about that name. There's something about that name. Thank you, Lord. That name means salvation. That name means eternal life. That name means healing. That name means victory. That name means blessing. You want blessing? Call on that name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Lord God, you are absolutely amazing. Our God is an awesome God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord God, we just thank you for your word. We thank you for the victory we have. We thank you, Lord, that we can challenge, confront, defeat, and cut off the head of the giant as we call upon that name of